is up, you guys? So I've been trying to record my podcast and it's not been uploading. So I'm gonna try today and hopefully it will upload. The last week has been just really, really hard. The last probably month has been really hard because I'm very impatient with myself and I'm to the point where I would like to think that if I just slow down and really dive in on things that I need to work on, then I will be okay. I think a lot of times I get very impatient with myself, and that's not a good thing because you have to be patient with yourself. You can't just rely on one day fixes, detoxes, waist trainers. Those might help some people, I don't know, but it didn't help me. And so I think what I'm gonna do is just take a little break. I'm not going wrong. I mean, I've lost in a week, I've lost 5.4 pounds. Now, yes, I did lose muscle. And I think that's where, like, in my mind, it's like, because I lost 5.4 pounds, I didn't do anything good. But in reality, that's the good part, because I lost muscle. I'm too hung up on gaining muscle instead of losing this weight, and I have to do my research. I need to, and I keep saying this and I never do it. I just plan my workouts the day before I go in, and TikTok helps me with that, and I need to be a little bit more okay, this is my plan. This is what we're gonna do. Instead of trying to not really have a plan. Because I can look at the, like, I don't know what's going on with traffic right now, which is really weird. I can look at what the InBody is saying, and like, there's gonna be weeks where I lose weight, but I don't lose any fat, but I lose muscle also, but I'm losing weight, so I should be okay, right? Like, and in a month and a half, I've lost, I thought it was 10 pounds, but it's 9. So, like, I should be really, really happy with that. I should be happy with 9 pounds. 9 pounds in a month and a half is great. It's water weight, probably, but it's still coming down. So I think I just have to really dive in and figure out, like, okay, this is what we're gonna do. I need 2 days of rest, but on those 2 days, I still need to be eating. I don't just need to stop eating. I think that's where also, like, And I've had time to make it. I just felt really bad. But no wonder I feel really bad. I'm not fueling my body with the necessities that it needs. I'm not, while I'm recovering my muscles and resting, I'm not eating my protein so my muscle stays. Like, yeah, I still have a crap ton of research to do, and that's what I'm gonna do today. But I need to continue to eat my eggs, my meal plan. I don't need to filter that. And as much as I think today's gonna be a really hard lesson for me, because I'm usually like, oh, 5 pounds, that's great. I've almost lost 10 pounds.